Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School alumni and Drake football player Nathan Klaberg joins us on today's program to talk about his selection to the All-State Good Works team for his off-the-field efforts. The headlines, of course, came from your off-the-field efforts, so I think obviously All-American great, but one of the things I'm sure you're very proud of is you were named to the All-State Good Works team. What did that mean to you to be recognized? Obviously, it's great to be a football player, but to be recognized for all the things you're doing off the field.
It's a huge honor. It's interesting when you're just kind of, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been kind of just going after these ideas and doing stuff, and you're never doing it for this like big recognition. And so when it comes, it was almost like a little uncomfortable in some ways, because I'm like, gosh, like this isn't why I was doing this. I'm hoping that it can be a great source of exposure for Unite and for some of the things that we're trying to do. But again, it's just really the result of so many different people's efforts. It would just be inaccurate to say that I earned this award by myself. It was just so many people, and I just happened to be, I guess, the one, I don't know, for some reason, the one that gets the recognition. But again, it was just a huge honor. But again, so many people, and both did the work, helped provide money, were backing us in prayer and encouragement. I mean, that's just all stuff that made what has happened happen.
You helped form Unite. It was originally called Unite Midwest, started here in Pella, and has since really expanded throughout Central Iowa. Talk about that from your humble beginning, so to speak, here in the Tulip City with you and a bunch of fellow alumni and current Pella students, to growing to something that is trying to expand here to most of Central Iowa.
Yeah, I always tell people we pretty much started it by accident. It really was. We had an idea. We wanted to, take our friends to this conference, and we wanted to invite Bethel to come to Pella. And so, it's just a couple big ideas, a couple pipe dreams, really. And things just started happening. Next thing you know, we're full in the swing of this thing. And it has been really cool to see it kind of grow and become an official organization and start to like really think, okay, like what can this become in Central Iowa, in the Midwest, in this country? It was built on dreaming big, so we're gonna keep doing that, And so it's been a really fun process for sure. But I remember the very first meetings we had about these ideas. People were kind of like, gosh, like I don't know, I don't know if this is a good idea. That's a lot of risk. That's a lot of faith. That's a lot of whatever it is. It's gonna be more work than you realize, and we had just enough people in our ear kind of saying like, just go for it, just like, why not? And so we went for it, and God has really just provided for us. We kind of jumped without a safety net, and he was, made it happen somehow or another. So it's been a really fun journey.
What has Unite really become in these last few years? You've really expanded your reach to numerous people beyond those here in the Pella area.
Yeah, well, it started out, just as the worship event, and then we would take a bunch of college students down to the conference in Atlanta each winter. And really what it's kind of been evolving into is an organization that basically wants to come alongside people like us 3 years ago that have these ideas but don't necessarily know how to go about pursuing them. We just think that our generation is just filled with dreamers and world changers, and we just need, someone in our ear saying, yeah, go for it, like people were for us, And so we've kind of been coming alongside some people with different ideas, but also we've kind of been, basically becoming a little bit of a church plant up in Des Moines. I don't know that I could officially call us a church yet, but we've been gathering more consistently with smaller groups and, studying the Bible and things like that. And so the combination of those two different elements, both the, culture of people that we're becoming, and then also the empowering side of things, is pretty exciting. And a lot of different people from around the area, different colleges we've worked with in the past, things like that, have kind of latched onto the idea. And so there's been a more of like a leadership team forming, whereas it started with just me and Josh. There's been more of a leadership team forming, and they're just really taking off and running with it. And honestly, it's kind of, I'm more becoming on the back burner as far as my involvement. A lot of the people who are stepping in are more full-time ministry callings, and I'm not sure that's me at this time. So I'm helping out when I can, but it's been really fun to kind of watch it become an organization that's bigger than just me or just me and Josh or anything like that.
Klaberg will be honored at the All-State Sugar Bowl tomorrow night in New Orleans. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.